The foreign minister of Russia was in Belgrade today to discuss the Kosovo crisis with Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. The foreign minister said Milosevic decisively rejected any deployment of foreign troops in Kosovo province, a key provision of the peace settlement negotiated in France last month. Meanwhile, the ethnic Albanian side in the conflict seems to be inching closer to signing the settlement. NPR's Edward Lifson reports from Pristina.
The Kosovo Liberation Army, or KLA, held about 10 hours of meetings today in a village in the central hills of Kosovo. All relevant KLA leaders were said to have participated, including 31-year-old Hashim Thaçi. Thaçi emerged as head of the ethnic Albanian delegation during the Rambouillet peace talks in France. He's been the main obstacle for Western diplomats seeking a signature from the ethnic Albanians on the Rambouillet draft accord. But today, according to an ethnic Albanian journalist with close connections to the KLA, all the commanders at the meeting instructed Thaçi to sign the Rambouillet document. Duka Gingarani is an editor with the Albanian language daily Koha Ditore in Pristina.
What they have in fact decided tonight is the authorization of a signature with all assurances that the signature itself will definitely take place, and that is complete support of the document. We consider this to be tremendous good news for us.
But the KLA has promised to sign the Rambouillet Accord before and not delivered. International mediators here, as in Washington, say they'll believe the KLA when they see the actual signatures. Western leaders want the ethnic Albanians to sign as soon as possible so they can step up pressure on the Yugoslavs to also sign. KLA sources say the ethnic Albanian negotiating team, including the KLA members, want to fly from Pristina to Paris tomorrow to sign the agreement on Sunday, the day before peace talks are set to resume in France. But the KLA leaders may not be able to make it to Paris at all. Three of them have been served arrest warrants by Belgrade. The French government has agreed to provide a military plane, and international monitors will be at the Pristina airport tomorrow to try to guarantee their safe passage. As these leaders prepare for negotiating, fighting continues on the ground. Senior monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, say the Yugoslav army is operating along Kosovo's borders with Macedonia and Albania to cut off newly opened supply routes to the KLA. And the Yugoslavs are pushing the KLA back from the main roads and the larger cities. Major General John Drvinkevic is deputy head of mission for OSCE operations. He says the Yugoslav army in recent days has retaken territory lost to the KLA after last October's ceasefire.
Yes, they have ended up reoccupying areas which they deemed to be strategic back in October. They are now back in many of those positions, doing in pretty well the same positions as they were in then.
The new fighting today sent another 3,000 ethnic Albanians fleeing from their homes. This is Edward Lifson, NPR News, Pristina.